Hello, and welcome to a brand new show on Channel 9 called MVP Tech Talk, Career Coding and Cookies. My name is Simran Chaudhry, and I'm the Community Program Manager at Microsoft Canada, who manages the MVP and Regional Director programs. We are so excited to bring you this brand new show because we want the community to have access to the information that the MVPs and RDs can provide. The MVPs and RDs who are participating in the show are from the Americas region, and we'll be sharing best practices on career soft skills, IT Pro, and dev technologies, including OSS. Each week, our MVPs and RDs will provide you with tons of helpful tips on career growth, IT Pro, and dev, including how-tos and solutions to help you in your everyday life. To kick off the series, we have a very special guest with us today, Mr. Richard Campbell. Richard is a Visual Studio Development Technologies MVP, as well as a regional director. And today he's going to be talking to us about how to integrate OSS into our everyday activities. Hey, Richard.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm super honored to be part of this whole program here. It's good. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be awesome. And thank you so much for helping us kick off the series.
Great to be here.
Richard, can you tell us a little bit about your career?
Well, I've been around for a long time now. You know, I wrote my first line of code in 1977 and really never done anything else since. The technology got a hold of me early on, and I've pretty much been absorbed it the whole time. My career has taken some interesting twists and turns. I've done a lot of software development. I've built a fair bit of hardware and been able to experiment a lot of different things. I became an RD and MVP back in about 2004. So it's been a long time. And a lot of people know me for the podcasts. I make .NET Rocks, Run As Radio, so I'm sort of exercising both my dev brain and my IT brain on a regular basis, and that's four shows a week, as well as still getting some consulting out there and being involved in conferences, and the charity of Humanitarian Toolbox. So after 40 years, built some things along the way, and had a chance to talk to lots of people about where the career opportunities lie, what are things you can do to go further and really accelerate your opportunities yourself.
Awesome. So what advice can you give people to expand their careers?
Well, one of the aspects you can look into is open source. You know, for a long time, if you're working at a typical company, open source may not have been particularly visible to you. That's more, people look at it as more of a startup culture thing or more exploratory experimentation. But open source has gone pretty mainstream today. I mean, at the simplest level, look at what Microsoft's doing. The latest version of ASP.NET, we call it 5, but you can call it vNext. It's being built as an open source project top to bottom. So it's on GitHub. All of the conversations about how it's being built are there. There's a lot of Microsoft people working on it, but there's also third-party people working on it too. You can be part of that conversation. You can make a contribution if you wish. Mm-hmm. There's a project plan, but it doesn't preclude being open source. That's fine. You know, the fact that the source code itself is out in the wild doesn't change the value proposition of the project. And Microsoft themselves still ships a product. Just because the app is built as open source doesn't mean that the product is necessarily deployed that way. Microsoft takes a cut of that product, compiles it, and puts it in a box that we call ASP.NET.
Awesome. So how can someone introduce open source into their environment?
Well, there's a few things you need to look at here. Like, if you flip over to the screen here and take a look, I'm currently pulled up the ASP.NET 5 site on my laptop. And this is the page in GitHub that gets you started with ASP.NET 5. So sort of working through how you should work with the project and sort of explore these things. And one of the big things to look at, and one of the things companies often have a concern with, is whether or not the business can tolerate open source. There's a certain amount of fear there. And admittedly, it's irrational. If you don't understand the inner workings of how open source works, specifically around licensing, it's easy to not see that, you know, you can safely incorporate this into your business. Clearly Microsoft has, lots of other companies have as well. And it's not just for devs. You know, often what people don't realize is that there's all kinds of projects out there. Let me show you another one. This is performance analysis of logs. It's actually on CodePlex. And this is a tool that's been built for years by a guy named Clint Huffman with some other contributions. And he's a Microsoft employee, believe it or not. Performance analysis of logs is one of these tools I've been talking about on Run It As for years and years, because what Clint's done with the help of a lot of people is put together the tooling to allow you to analyze perfmon logs in a way to really understand what the product's going on. And the secret sauce in the tool has actually been the contact he's had with the various product teams. You know, performance monitor is one of those things when you're an IT guy that everything you want to know is in there. It's just really hard to sort it out. What's a good number? What's a bad number? You know, what does healthy look like when you're looking at SQL Server or IIS or Exchange? Well, Powell's got all that built in. He's gathered all that information from the different product teams to know what the right number should be. So when you run Powell against your performance logs, it's going to give you a rating. It's going to go, this is working well, this is a bad number, it's too high. Mm-hmm. So you really get a sense of what's going on. And this is an open source project. You know, should Microsoft package this up and sell it retail? Does it make any sense? You know, we're better off having it this way. But now, if you're excited about this tool, like I certainly am, how do you bring it into your company? One of the things to look at right away is how is it licensed? So over on the right here, this is in CodePlex. Every open source repository has slightly different rules. The licensing rules for Powell are right here. So I look at this first and then get a sense of, well, what's the expected ownership? Like, what do they want to do? Well, that went well. Let's try that again. So there's the license. And this particular project, Powell, uses the Microsoft Public License. So all of the rules of how you use it are here in the license agreement. Okay. So if you've got corporate lawyers that are concerned about open source, this is the document you want to show them. Right? It's actually, this is the rules. This is what was expected if we use the source code. And okay. There's some fairly specific things. It's not a huge license, right? You're looking at the whole thing there, a page and a half. Mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal to be able to read this and get a sense of what the ownership is. So that's one way to tackle that problem initially. But the other thing is to recognize businesses are pretty conservative for a reason, right? They don't want to be first, and they're not. Right? Lots of being done in open source already. And it's not just about work, right? If I plug one of my own projects, this is the Humanitarian Toolbox Already project. So this is an open source project we're building for the Red Cross as a charitable effort. So developers are contributing their time to this project free of charge. It's a donation. Essentially, mm-hmm. They're volunteering.
That's amazing.
We're building an app to save lives, right? This is an app really about making sure we can get smoke detectors into homes that don't have them. And so allowing professionals who know how to install smoke detectors to find the places that need to be put into, get them done. Not a real complicated piece of software, but hugely influential.
Wow.
This is another aspect of open source as well. And it still has licensing challenges. We still have to make sure that contributors understand their rights and that the product itself is freely distributable. So licensing is the key for an awful lot of things around open source, whether you're going to bring it into your company or you want to make it part of your corporate citizenship. Like, all of those things are possible through open source. You just have to learn them. So I encourage people to sort of look into the tooling. There's lots of ways to find projects. There's a ton of projects out there. And then calm people down by showing them what the licenses are and show the people that have come before the work that they've already done on it.
Awesome. So if you were to give people some tips on how to get started, what would you suggest?
Well, I've shown you a couple of good projects already. If you care about performance logs, Powell's a great tool. If you're building stuff for the web, you should be paying attention to ASP.NET VNext. You know, those are open source projects and a great place to get started with looking at them. Now you've got to sort of deal with the business at hand. Like, how does your company feel about it? How is it incorporated as part of your business? How do you have those conversations with the folks that are concerned about it? Many companies don't have an issue here at all, but if you run into one that does, these are solvable problems. All the information you need to know is online. Take some time to look at it. And if I'll plug another piece I've done, a while ago on the Microsoft Open Academy, the virtual academy, we did a whole series on open source. So had a bunch of different Microsoft folks involved, as well as some legal talents that we could actually pull together that whole story. So that's available as well. There's lots of good assets out there to help you understand how to bring open source into your organization.
Well, Richard, I'd like to really thank you very much for being here with us.
My pleasure.
It was really amazing to have you here to kick off this series for us. And I just want to thank you for all the great tips that you've given the audience.
Fantastic.
Please tune in every week to hear more from our MVPs and RDs for MVP Tech Talk, Career, Coding, and Cookies.